Welcome back to The Green on Delaware Public Media. I'm your host, Tom Byrne. The Biggs Museum of American Art is closing out the year with an exhibition from American painter Rozeal. Best known for her contemporary work, Rozeal sets herself apart through her unique style of blending traditional ukiyo-e print techniques with Japanese folklore, geisha, kabuki, and samurai imagery, along with hip-hop and black culture references. In this edition of Arts Playlist, Delaware Public Media's Colin McKinnon chats with Biggs curator Laura Fravel about Rozeal and this new exhibition.
Let's start with Rozeal. I've seen her work and some of what might be included in this exhibit, and it's incredibly distinct. So can you give us some background on Rozeal and who she is for those that don't know?
Certainly. Rozeal is an artist who grew up in the Washington, D.C. area and still lives there. She formerly went by Iona Rozeal Brown, now just Rozeal, that one-word moniker. Earned a BFA from the San Francisco Art Institute and an MFA from Yale University, and then spent a while working as a DJ in Japan. So a bit of a pivot. She's very involved in music still, but that was eye-opening to her in many ways. And this was during the 90s. There was a subgroup in Japan involved in ganguro, which was a fashion trend mostly among teenage girls trying to look like American hip-hop celebrities. So people who darkly tanned their skin, had elaborate hairstyles, trying to look like Little Kim. But to an American living in Japan, it presented as blackface. And some of her early work involved this mixing of cultures and this appropriation and trying to rethink how this was done. So she has a series called The Blackface Paintings, or A Cube for Afro-Asiatic Allegories, where she's started developing her own mythology, kind of appropriating some Japanese figures from prints by artists like Yoshitoshi, samurai, geisha, and putting them in her own universe in this elaborate mythology that is very much her own. She's working on a graphic novel, but also kind of feels universal and approachable and instantly recognizable.
That is so interesting. But for our listeners out there that have no visual to go off here, how would you describe at least Rozeal's work that's featured in this exhibit? You know, her style, her color palettes, and so on.
It is bright. It is over the top. It is incredibly rich and layered. For this exhibit, we're focusing a lot on her female figures. I think there's a thread through it of empowerment and exploring the pressures and obstacles that are facing young women today and how to be their authentic selves, to build bonds through their community. There's a section of the show that focuses on that mythology I was talking about. She collaborated for a while with Benny Ninja and the House of Ninja in New York, this voguing scene, and did a performance there. So we're showing that video. We have some costumes from that performance and then some paintings related to those characters. And each character just has so much personality, like Anna May, who's one of the saplings, who are these women who have a mission and are trying to see it through despite all of the villains that come into their path. And Anna May clearly is in this very sweet schoolgirl uniform. She has this little red backpack, which Japanese schoolgirls have, that has everything she needs in it. She has got these headphones that are her direct connection to the deities above who are helping to guide her. Next to her is Yoshi the warrior, who looks like a kid on a big wheel, but is just this larger-than-life badass and has a cape. It looks a bit like a quilt. It's made up of playing cards with different kind of hip-hop slang, things like dope, keep it real. But so much of that has been commodified in American culture, and Rozeal is trying to take that back in a little bit and in a pattern that's also reminiscent of quilts used for communication during the Underground Railroad. So just these incredibly layered, rich images the more you look at them.
So there's clearly a lot to sort through here with Rozeal. There's a lot going on in a given piece, a lot coming at you, a lot of themes, but it all seems to be communicated so clearly and distinctly. You're much more immersed in this world than I am, Laura, but I can't recall or think of any other artist creating anything quite like what Rozeal is creating. What are your thoughts there? And if there's anything similar to Rozeal that comes to mind for you?
I can't think of anything else quite like her work. And it is, to me, rewarding to look at that. I've been working on this show with her for a few months now. And I am continually noticing new references that she built in that just went by me the first time. Things like quotes from Spike Lee's Do the Right Thing, quotes from Erykah Badu songs, because there's some text mixed in with the images as well. And I'll tell you a story for when I first started in museums, and this was my first exposure to Rozelle. But I was training as a docent, and they gave each of us novices a group of high school students and threw us into the gallery in a room that was newly installed that we had not seen before, and just said, "Go talk about a work." And I saw a piece by Rozelle on the wall and just kind of gave the sigh of relief of, "Okay, we've got a lot to talk about as a group. We can unpack this together." And instantly, every hand shot up of people who wanted to talk about this. And I think that's representative of Rozelle's style.
Yeah, that says a lot, and it's a good lead into my next question because I'm curious, what's it been like to work with someone like Rozelle in getting this installed? Obviously, for you personally and professionally, this is a full circle moment in ways, but she's been around, been doing this at a high level, so to speak. She's in her own distinctive artistic lane. She's experienced as they come. This exhibit is what, 2 decades in the making as well, or nearly 2 decades in the making. And she just seems like a fairly unique person. So, what's it been like working with her on this and in getting this exhibit installed?
It's been exciting. Rozelle's been developing these characters since 2007, working up towards a graphic novel. We've been working both with her and with Keys Art, the gallery that represents her. And the show has some loans from private lenders, some older works, but also new work. And then a little nerve-wracking for a museum, but also I think will be fabulous to watch. Very new work. We're going to have her painting on site. She has some works that are in progress that we're going to have in the final gallery of the show, and she's going to be finishing those in December, January, and February towards the end of the run of the show, and will be in the gallery answering questions from visitors, so people have a chance to interact with her too.
So this might be the last exhibit for the Biggs, but the Biggs still has so much going on in that respect. What you touched on this a bit though, but what are some pieces or maybe some other pieces or parts of the exhibit that jump out at you personally?
To me, what really jumps out is the characters themselves. And I mentioned a little bit about the video. It's called The Battle of Yestermoor. And the costumes for the show, which are these layered kimono pieces with wigs, scarves, elaborate headdresses, and seeing those characters come to life, but also the myriad of ways they're coming to life. So there's not only the costumes, but in the same gallery, we have, she's created some little action figures almost, these 3D printed things that are small and look like you just want to pick them up and handle them, but these characters that present in a variety of ways and kind of poking fun at how so many superheroes have been commodified to the nth degree in the US. So I think as you go through the show, you'll start to recognize some familiar faces and get to know these characters.
Well, as I mentioned earlier, this is indeed the Biggs final exhibit of the year. And what a way to end things, I might add. The Biggs is going out with a bang, certainly, but what's the timeline look like for this exhibit?
This is going to be on view from October 3rd of this year through March 2nd of next year. So you'll have a
Fantastic.
good chance to see it. And hopefully, we'll come back and visit Rozelle on site.
Thanks to Biggs Museum of American Art curator Laura Fravell and R. Kyle McKinnon for joining us on this edition of Arts Playlist. And we finish up the green next with Enlighten Me and a look at a new University of Delaware study exploring social media use and belief in the paranormal. You're listening to The Green on Delaware Public Media.